Sexual selection and speciation. Choice and determinism. Just 4 genes separate 2 species of South American bird.
Natural selection, as propounded in Charles Darwin's masterwork On the Origin of Species, explains how organisms evolve and adapt to their circumstances. Paradoxically, though, it's a bit hazy on the actual subject of its title, namely how parent species spin off new daughter species. Darwin recognized that diverse ecological niches encourage speciation, though he didn't use those as yet uninvented terms. But he didn't ask how incipient daughter species were prevented from remixing before they'd properly separated. Somehow barriers need to be erected against miscegenation. They might be geographical, fish in different lakes, for example. Or they might be ecological, such as a shift in food preferences, causing insects formerly of the same species to feed in different types of tree. But sometimes species form in circumstances where no such barriers are apparent. That is puzzling. One established exception to the rule that speciation requires separation is hybridization. This is a common source of new plant species, but is rarer for animals. It is, though, thought to explain several brightly coloured animal groups, including the cichlid fish of Africa's Great Lakes, the heliconid butterflies of South and Central America, and the southern cappuccino seed eaters, a family of songbirds that also live in the New World tropics. Now, Sheila Terbeck of the University of Colorado in Boulder has taken matters a step further by showing that a process called sexual selection plays a role in what's going on. Sexual selection, a phenomenon first described scientifically by Darwin, occurs when one sex, usually the female, chooses another, usually the male, on the basis of a distinctive genetically derived characteristic. The classic example is a peacock's tail. But sexual selection could also serve to separate species in what is more or less a one-step process, by the sudden appearance of such a characteristic. And that, as she describes in a paper in Science, is what Ms. Terbeck thinks has happened in the case of the Ibirá and tawny-bellied seed eaters. These two birds live, among other places, in the San Nicolás Reserve in Argentina. They forage on the same grasses, breed at the same time, and have breeding territories which may be as close as 50 metres from one occupied by the other species. They're also similar enough to interbreed successfully in captivity. But as far as is known, they never do so in the wild.